Hello everyone, and welcome to A Little Bit of Woo. I want to do a predictions video, a short one, today for March 26th. I wanted to do this because a lot of people are asking a lot of questions about travel, so I wanted to do a little quick video on that. It's interesting to me how many people aren't asking about travel. So this is the time of the year when everybody is asking for readings. They want to know if it's okay for them to go to France. Is it okay for them to do this thing? I'm not getting as much of that as normal. Usually this time of the year, my schedule is pretty full of those kinds of questions. But people are really asking about the planes. And I will tell you, I think that what's going on with the planes in terms of the FAA is actually going to get much more convoluted. I think we are going to be seeing more. I hate to say this, but I think it's going to be more than just United pulled into this stuff with the FAA and the extra checking of the planes. I really hate to say this because I hope this isn't true, but I almost feel like Alaska Airlines might also get pulled into some of this drama. I love Alaska Airlines, by the way. So I hope I'm wrong on that one, but I do see some issues with traveling. I'm not saying you shouldn't get on planes and things like that. I'm planning on going on a trip like that this year too, but just understand that if you need to be at a certain place at a certain time, you know, not have to be there at 9 a.m. on Saturday morning for grandma's 50th wedding anniversary, then maybe take the night before flight instead of the early morning flight, because there could be some issues and some delays. I do see whole fleets of airlines and planes getting grounded for some of these extra checks. I also see, interestingly enough, I do feel like they are trying to find a person to blame. I know they're going to find lots of people to blame, but I almost feel like they may even try to blame the unions for this. I do feel like they may even try to go after the unions that manage and maintain some of these planes. Interestingly enough, intuitively, I see people behind closed doors trying to figure out, like, who can we blame for what's going on? When in reality, it's not the people they're trying to blame. It's other things going on and mistakes made a long time ago that are just perpetuating. We won't get into that. I also do feel some of this election stuff. I know talking about election is a difficult issue. I have no skin in this game. I don't like either of the candidates, frankly. I don't necessarily think these people are going to be nominated for sainthood anytime soon. But I will say that I feel like one or both of them is going to be pulling out because of health issues. And I think we're going to be hearing about that fairly soon. I've talked about disclosure issues, and I still think that's happening. I do see a lot of documents being leaked on the internet. Lots of things coming up in the news. And people scratching their heads and, I didn't know about that. And now I know. Oh my God, that's what's been going on this whole time. So how does that affect you personally? It doesn't. And that's why it's just sort of interesting that we get pulled into this drama. It's very fun stuff. I do see people boycotting a lot of companies based on leaked documents and things like that. And it does make for some interesting news, but just keep in mind, sometimes when the news media gets flooded with these types of things, it's because they're trying to distract us from something else that, they don't want us to be paying too much attention to. So just pay attention to that. I would also take a lot of the things that you're seeing in the media with a grain of salt and sometimes the whole shaker. You know, if you intuitively are feeling like what you're hearing doesn't sound right or doesn't sound like it's true, maybe just take a pause and it might not be true. You know, it may not be as true or exactly the whole story. The other thing I'm seeing a lot of with clients is people in the, what I call the oh shit phase of their lives, where they're reaching for the new thing and they're letting go of the old thing, but the new isn't quite ready yet. So there's that kind of almost like when you're hanging on rungs and you're reaching for something and you're letting go of something else. It's that oh shit phase of not really knowing how to get there or what's going to happen or feeling very freaked out. Take a pause, you know, spend some time in nature, do some meditation, some yoga, and just know that a lot of people are in that boat right now. And a lot of people are feeling that way. Having said that, I do see a lot more people having these crazy anger events. I have a lot of people asking for readings or like telling me stories about, you know, I was in this group and suddenly somebody just started, you know, putting all kinds of mean things in the group and now everybody's trying to distance themselves. I'm seeing lots of those types of dramas going on at work, people having those kinds of dramas in their personal life. If you can, try not to take it personally. A lot of what I'm hearing is this is coming out of nowhere. I don't understand why they're so mad at me. We actually did a video on solar flares, Mara and I, recently, and I think that might be part of it, but we are going to be seeing more in the news some of these crazy drama stories. I personally, just yesterday, I was at a Bi-Mart and I watched somebody wheel out a whole cart of dog food running out the store, not paying, and a manager chasing behind them, asking them to come pay, please. I mean, I feel like we're going to be seeing more of that. It was kind of funny. I mean, I didn't know what was going on at first. It was kind of shocking, but to see somebody just wheel out a whole cart of dog food, and then it just became kind of funny, actually. But there is going to be more of that type of drama. And you're going to be seeing more of those kinds of things in the news. So just be aware of it. I will also say that the organizations, stores, grocery stores are working feverishly to try and figure out how to fix this shrink problem. So I do see extra security measures coming online pretty soon, where we're going to see stores not necessarily having to go out of business for this type of thing, but less shrink in general and more security measures, some of which might be kind of problematic for a lot of people. May not want to shop as much if we're going to be seeing extra security, but I think most people would actually kind of welcome that, to be honest with you. So you personally probably are feeling the need to connect more with your tribe. I would highly recommend that, more encouraging you to spend time with like-minded people in a place of love. And because there is going to be more drama, and we are seeing more of that. I think it could be a lot more drama this summer and a lot more craziness and a lot more people concerned about the economy. I am also seeing, this is another thing I really want to talk about, jobs. Oh my God. I'm getting a lot of people who are coming in for readings who have applied for jobs. And intuitively, I'm not feeling like this job even exists. And what is happening is a lot of companies are posting jobs, or they're laying off some of their staff, and the staff is overworked, and they're saying, hey, you're gonna get us some help? Oh yeah, we're interviewing people right now. We just haven't found the right person. And they may even waste several people's time with multiple interviews, but they have no intention of hiring anybody. So if you're in that position, just know that it's not personal. Just know that you may have to apply to 10 times as many jobs as you did last time to get somewhere. I will say, I feel like this is tightening up right now, but I do see that loosening up towards more the end of the summer and in into September, October. I do feel like, I know that's a little ways off, but I am feeling like some of that is going to get looser and more comfortable later. Somebody in the comments asked about hearing their name called in the house. That's happening a lot. A lot of people are telling me that. They're just be in their house and they hear somebody calling their name. Like I said, the veil is a little thin right now. It doesn't mean anything bad. It just means that understand those kinds of things are going to be happening more and more. It's a sign for you to maybe look into developing your intuition more. I think that is really the hedge against this. People really need to start spending time working on developing their intuition. The other thing that's popping up a lot is like these flashes of light, corner of the eye, flashes of light in your home. You may even see one just after we get done with this. That would be kind of funny, actually. It's your spirit guides just saying, hey, we're here. We love you. Spirit guides, angels. It's a beautiful thing. It's not your imagination. You know, say thanks. Hey, they popped over. Also, lots of little animals coming up through the window. I had a little squirrel just came and knocked on the window. It was hilarious. It's awesome. Lots of those kinds of things. It's the spirit world saying hello, letting you know that you are loved. Your own animals coming and hopping on your lap for no reason, even if that's out of character. There is a lot more support around you right now. So just know that you are loved, you are important, and that the world does love you. There are some changes that may need to be made. A lot of people are making changes with their household budget. And I see this as really a good thing, because people are cutting back. They're putting one less thing in the shopping cart, which is not so much good for the economy, but it's actually good for us personally to learn how to consume less. And I do see a lot of people adopting a slightly more minimalist style, especially as the summer rolls on and people's expenses start to go up. I do see gas prices going up. I hate to say that. You don't need a psychic to tell you that that's happening. You've already seen it, I'm sure. I'm also a little concerned about the housing market. I do think there's going to be some crazy, those of you who've been following the issues with National Association of Realtors getting rid of buyer commissions, there's going to create a lot of confusion there. And I do think initially we may see a little bit of a surge in sales in the spring, because people don't want to deal with that craziness. But I actually think things are going to fall off a cliff in a lot of housing markets. So if you're a real estate agent, just know, I know what you're thinking. Maybe not my housing market. Maybe not. Okay. Maybe not. So if you're a buyer, check out. Some places are going to be just fine. Some places are going to be good. But just, I would say, if you would normally do 15 hours of research before buying a house, I hope you're doing more than that. But I would say make it 150 hours. Okay. Spend a lot more time researching, figuring out the financial aspects of it. People are asking me about interest rates. That's a tough one to get an answer for. I would love to know that myself. But I do think they're going to come down, and I think they're going to come down quick. It's almost like the escalator up and the elevator down. It's going to be overnight. We're going to hear this sort of surprise announcement from Powell that they've decided to cut, 200 basis points out of the interest rates. I'm not sure about that exact number. I hope that's what it is, but we are going to be seeing those kinds of things. Lots and lots more disclosure events, like I said, and keep an eye on those because they are going to be sort of in tandem with other things going on in the news. So I always tell people, when you're seeing a lot of disclosure that's shocking, look at the back page of the news and see what else is going on that maybe they don't want you to pay as much attention to. I do think the Olympics will be interesting. I see that there possibly could be some conflict events happening around the time of the Olympics because people are thinking, well, everybody's over here looking at this thing. Maybe we can do this other thing, naughty thing over here. It could be that kind of stuff happening. I wouldn't be terribly surprised if we see like a surge in conflict events right just before, during, or just after the Olympics, which is just a couple of months away. So bottom line, reserve extra time for traveling. Don't just not travel. Go. I'm going to go. Enjoy yourself. But just know that you may just actually need to be a little bit more flexible in your plans. If you're looking for a job, look a lot harder because some of the stuff you may be putting all your eggs into baskets that don't actually exist. And ultimately, I do see things improving for a lot of people because people are making massive changes. They're seeing the frustration levels that they've got in their lives and they don't want it anymore. And I love that. I see a lot of people working on developing their intuition. I'm seeing that a lot with clients. I'm happy about that. Makes me very happy looking at skills like mediumship and channeling and trying to grow as a person as a result of incidents in their lives that maybe aren't always so pleasant, but looking at how we can make that better. So bottom line, work on yourself, love yourself, know that you're going to be okay. And I hope you found this video helpful. Thank you. Bye. See you next time.